This is Inside Agriculture. Good morning. I'm Mick Kerr. On this Tuesday, for 18th day of the fourth month, it's going to be the nicest day of the week. Make the most of it. U.S. meat exports have been a mixed bag. Early this year, Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says pork started the year ahead of beef.
Well, we have stats through February. So on the pork side, I'd say things are going very well. We have broad-based growth. We're up year-to-date for the first 2 months, up 12% in the volume and just a little bit more than the value on the pork side. And there's several markets contributing. Mexico continues to be the shining star. It has been for the last year, actually. They have 9% growth. We have China up 30%. You've got the Caribbean region, the Central American region, the Philippines, Vietnam region, all of these are seeing some growth of some sort.
Beef started the year slowly.
February was better. You know, it was down quite a bit in January, but February was a rebound month, so things are looking a little bit better on the beef side. Of course, coming off of last year's record. You look at Japan's a little bit better on the beef side. We're steady with a year ago, so being the largest volume market on beef. Korea is still down. Mexico's up big on beef as well, up 15%. The Caribbean, which is fully back from COVID, the food service business in the Caribbean is booming on beef as it is on pork. So you have some good things going on, but Korea as well is down on the beef side.
Hallstrom says the stronger U.S. dollar and concerns about the West Coast ports are pressuring beef exports. He says the good news is overseas demand is still strong despite challenges that lay ahead during the rest of this year.
I think headwinds will continue in general, but that being said, our forecast for the year on pork is up 5-6% right now, so we're well on track for that through a couple of months. On the beef side, our forecast is down 7%. Of course, that's assuming that production is down, and it is year-to-date, production is down 5%. So we're similar to that number. I'm optimistic on food service in general in Asia, especially on beef. So I think food service is really coming back in Korea in a big way.
World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski talks about USDA's meat trade forecast.
In terms of meat trade, pretty small adjustments in terms of the meat export forecasts, just really pulling in the most recent trade data, observed data through February. But in all cases, we raised our export forecast across all the species, beef, pork, broilers, and turkey. Also raised our beef import forecast, increased that by 75 million pounds. And that too is consistent with the strong prices that we've been seeing in the U.S. and strong demand for beef.
In fact, all U.S. agricultural imports have seen a sharp increase this past year. This has been Inside Agriculture. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here, same time, same station.